No Sweat News is here for you now. Dateline the internet for story number one. I have never been more confident of the one and only correct answer to a question.
Okay.
For my entire life, I thought the answer was once.
Oh.
One. Uno. Ein. That's all the languages I know.
I don't know. Okay. What's the question?
The question is, how many times do you wear a pair of underwear before you wash them? And in this particular survey, I would expect everyone to say once. That would be a one, an uno, a one-er. But apparently, 31% of men and 10% of women wear their underwear two or more times before they wash them. David.
Oh, boy. I should probably apparently stay quiet here.
Is amongst the savages.
Yeah, I am.
Who wear their underwear more than once before washing them.
Well, I have boxers. They've got great breathability. And I'm not going to lie, there have been times where I've gone 3 days in a row with wearing the same pair of boxers. I don't want to be doing laundry all
That's
the time.
Disgusting.
What? I'm wearing boxers. It's not like I'm running a marathon. I work at a radio station.
3% of people just turn their underwear inside out before they wear them a second time. I don't think that makes it any better.
I don't even do that.
Well, it certainly doesn't make it better.
I don't. I absolutely do multiple wearings of undergarments unless there's a little leakage.
You are.
Because sometimes that happens to me.
A foul human being.
You know this. I stopped showering over a year ago before the morning rat race.
Yeah, well, so you don't shower, you put on a pair of underwear.
Keep them on.
And then you wear those dirty underwear that have been on your unshaven, your unshowered body.
Right. When I get home today at noon, I will take a shower, but I will put on the same pair of boxers that I'm wearing right now.
Foul and disgusting foul human being that you are.
You're always talking about the environment. If I do that, that's less loads of laundry, less
kill
water
the tree.
And soap.
Kill the tree. Put the soap wherever it needs to be. I don't care. Sorry, fish. You're getting some sulfites. Whatever
and let's
that
be
is.
Honest. It's for me, it's way less about the environment than it is I just hate
just
doing laundry.
Being a freaking
I hate it.
Lazy human being.
I'd rather mow 8 lawns in a row than do laundry.
Wash your undies. Thank you.
All right.
Dateline California for story number two. Two kids in Daly City tried the old, I'll climb on your shoulders, we wear a trench coat, and see if they'll sell us beer trick.
That only worked in the Little Rascals. You have to go back in the 30s for that move.
According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the gentleman behind the counter at the beer store giggled and sent them on their way.
Yeah, but at the same time nervous that a couple of children wanted booze.
And Dateline Massachusetts for story number three. Some researchers at MIT have invented a new device that has the ability to read your thoughts and send them to a computer.
Oh, great.
They have invented a mind-reading device.
Okay. Again, a memo. Did anyone see 2001 A Space Odyssey? That's what happened with the computer, and he killed all the astronauts.
Everybody died. hey, science, could you pump the brakes once or twice? This could be a little on the dangerous side.
Can we have someone checking these people?
Everything in your inner monologue would suddenly become your outer monologue. Oh boy.
It's like, how are we going to kill humanity? Nuclear apocalypse, destroying the planet's ozone layer, artificial intelligence. At this point, I say 3-1 odds that it's artificial intelligence.
Computers accidentally printing out what we thought, not what we said.
I want Vegas to put that on their big board in the casinos.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, seriously, we're creating these computers. They're going to read our minds now?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Everything that I'm thinking being printed on a piece of paper somewhere. You don't want to know.
So now I'm going to have some computer go, you need to wash your underwear, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, it's much worse than that.
You need to wash your socks, too.
Go sharpen the axe, Carl. Time out for a quick check of the roads. They'll read your mind. Thank you, Mr. Computer.